Welcome to Credit Matters newsletter for August 2019. Our monthly newsletter contains information about financial risk management issues, blogs, advice of new business listings, and free advice from organisations such as ASIC. What's new at Credit Matters? Our new features are not quite ready yet, despite our efforts. However, you'll see further interesting features in the months ahead. Meanwhile, we're pleased to announce that Jan Reeves is the first winner of the Red Flag Competition Challenge. You can read her contribution letter in this newsletter. Well done, Jan. The attached brochures this month are focused on learning more in these troublesome times. First is Dealing with Debtors by Creditor Watch, a brochure on what a criminal looks like, Jan Reeves' book on getting paid, all about our Red Flag Competition Challenge and identifying what is bugging you in business. If you would like to advertise a very affordable rate, contact Kim at kim@creditmatters.com.au to see what we can do for you. Quote of the month: when major declines occur, however, they offer extraordinary opportunities to those who are not handicapped by debt. Warren Buffett. Monthly business observation. Debt, whether it be owed or owing to you, is one of the greatest impediments to survive in troubled times. Whilst Warren Buffett's quote is focused on debt owed by the debtor, there are many issues also applicable to the creditor. In troubled times, no one is safe from the issues of debt. Debt owed is money your business has not yet earned or received and needs to be repaid, plus interest. There is no guarantee that there will be money available to pay your debt when required, even in good times. In tough times, when sales are falling and margins are tight, there is even less certainty you will have the necessary funds to pay your debts as they fall due. Even if you can hold off paying your debt repayments as they become due for a short period, usually a higher rate of interest becomes payable as a penalty. Even if you can manage your business's cash flow to meet existing debt commitments, the money required for debt repayments is not available to take advantage of other opportunities. Let us not forget, some of the best buying and profit enabling occur during troubled times. For instance, a desperate supplier unexpectedly offers settlement discount to pay an account early. Business supplies or new stock is offered from an insolvency administration at a large discount. Machinery or motor vehicles become available at a great discount. An opportunity to purchase land and buildings becomes available so your business can now own its operating premises rather than rent, etc. These types of opportunities always materialize in downturns and can set your business up for the future. They are unattainable, however, if you don't have the cash because you have to pay off debt. Furthermore, going into debt to buy them in these times is not always the best option either. Monthly business conundrum. One of the issues when operating a business is to try and minimize costs without losing business or profits. Unfortunately, too many businesses lose more money than they save money because they operate short-staffed. This situation occurs due to an out-of-date or deficient business model, a lack of awareness of how money is lost, or a failure to understand and measure the cost of inefficiency and mistakes. As in all things, there is a break-even point when cost lost through inefficiency exceeds the cost of employing additional people. However, if you don't measure losses caused by mistakes or inefficiencies, then you cannot begin to understand or calculate the break-even point for your business. Operating a successful business is much more than just managing costs. It also involves maximizing profits by eliminating inefficiencies, which create costs which do not enhance the value of the business. Business red flags. It is interesting to see how few businesses, particularly amongst the larger corporates, no longer reconcile their debtors and creditor ledgers these days. For some reason, financial managers no longer believe it is necessary, or they can save costs by not reconciling these accounts. Interestingly, after nearly 40 years in business dealing specifically with debtors and suppliers, I find such thinking interesting to say the least. After all, to my knowledge, there are no studies advising whether or not reconciling these accounts is not cost effective. From my personal experience, I believe the cost of employing just one extra person in receivables and another in payables will be more than paid for to prevent money being sent incorrectly. In fact, many years ago, according to a story I heard, an unemployed credit manager offered to reconcile a large business's accounts for free. All he wanted was 10% of the funds he identified as being paid incorrectly. The outcome of this offer was his contract was withdrawn 3 months later because he made more money than a standard accounts employee and senior management was embarrassed. His experience was no different from my own, only I have never been allowed to keep the 10% of the incorrect payments discovered. When a business reconciles its checkbook and bank account, but not its receivables and payables, you need to ask the questions of what do we actually save by not reconciling and who managed the incorrect payments received and paid? Business red flags winner. When you contact customer about not sticking to specifically agreed payment terms, they become rude and aggressive. This situation usually indicates the debtor is under stress because they either physically don't have the funds or they are untruthful in business dealings. This situation is another business red flag and indicates you'll probably be paid late or not at all. By Jan Reeves. Word of the month. Is the spelling checkbook one word? Checkbook two words? Checkbook hyphenated, where the spelling is C-H-E-C-K-B-O-O-K? Or checkbook one word? Checkbook two words? Or checkbook hyphenated, where the spelling is C-H-E-Q-U-E-B-O-O-K? It's been a long time since I've written a check. Remember ripping out those checks? But how do you spell the thing you ripped the checks out of? The easy part is we eliminate checkbook and any variation as checkbook, spelled C-H-E-C-K-B-O-O-K, is listed in the Macquarie Dictionary as the US spelling. The Australian Oxford Dictionary lists checkbook, two words, and the hyphenated variation as in checkbook journalism with the spelling C-H-E-Q-U-E-B-O-O-K. The Macquarie Dictionary has the entry checkbook and checkbook journalism, with checkbook being one word. Two dictionaries with two different spelling variations. If we perform a search on the National Australia Bank, Westpac, Combank and ANZ sites, our four main banks nearly always use checkbook, two words, with the spelling C-H-E-Q-U-E space B-O-O-K. A search of Google restricting sites to those ending in .au for checkbook and checkbook without the space gives 36,000 and 31,900 respectively. Using the plural checkbooks with the space and without the space gives 12,000 and 6,320 respectively. If we search for checkbook journalism and checkbook journalism with the space and without the space, the results returned are 508 and 74 respectively. Of the 508 results for checkbook journalism with the space, around 30% used the hyphen, check-book journalism. Finally, if we use checkbook diplomacy without the space and with the space, we get 70 results and 44 results respectively. Certainly, this is not an easy one. The banking industry appears to mostly use checkbook as two words. The results returned from Google for sites ending in .au also indicates checkbook as two words is the preferred spelling. When used as an adjective with the word journalism, the most common usage was checkbook without the hyphen. Based on these results, for Australian usage, the preferred spelling appears to be checkbook as two words, and when used as an adjective, the spelling may not need to be hyphenated. Although this does make me wonder if it's because using hyphens is often a problem for people. Normally, going forward, we'd probably expect to see checkbook become the preferred spelling as one word. However, since checkbooks are being used less and less, there's a good chance checkbooks may become a thing of the past. Thank you for listening to this month's Credit Matters newsletter.